Good morning. 7:09 a.m. on Monday, June the 10th, 2024. Here on a partly cloudy morning, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Lots of blue sky. It's not quite as blue because there's a lot of high thin clouds up there that's making it a little bit grayer. Certainly a nicer morning than it was yesterday, because yesterday was kind of foggy. I did remember my water this morning. Nothing like missing it for a day to keep it top of mind as I'm walking out the door. I'm also running a little bit later this morning because I'm just running late this morning. I did a lot more email reading and stuff like that this morning than I do. I'm trying not to do that until after I get back from the walk. So, doing things like checking on my eBay auctions and seeing what's new and checking in with Mastodon and looking at my feed reader. I try to do that. I'm trying to train myself to do that after I've been out and had a chance to talk to you and let my brain sort of wake up. It's pleasantly cool. Low 60s at the moment. I don't know what it's supposed to be when the day is done. It'll be what it'll be. I got to the end of my Gabrielle Rathwig story, and I am now officially peeved. I don't know whether I will continue with Gabrielle Rathwig or not, because I am peeved. Not because the story is bad, because the writing is bad, but 78% of the way through this book, it ends. It ends. The last 20% consists of a sample, a preview of a book I can't read, along with the notice of how excited he is to sign on with Athyon Books. Well, good luck, Gabrielle. I hope it brings you everything that you want. Unfortunately, that means that I'm not going to be reading him again. If he continues and finishes this series, Chef to Crafter to Conqueror, I have to say that this particular chapter was somewhat less than his earlier ones. I still like this sort of isekai portal science fantasy, whatever you want to call it. seeing how he uses the available technology to bootstrap and in some cases leapfrog more effective modes of communication, transportation, production. I like these books, they're always fun. They're almost always fun. But what that means is that now I've got to find something else to read. And I'm sorry, I had your name at the tip of my tongue just like a second ago, and now it's gone. Somebody recommended the Mackie Chandler books, April Law, April and Family Law. And I think I've caught up with most of them. I should check. There may be a new April. Might be a new Family Law. Family Law was a really good series. I liked it a lot. I spent way too long yesterday using image manipulation to try to figure out why the zero in my house numbers looks funny. And it's really easy once I figure out what the thicks and the thins of the line strokes are in the zero. All of the other digits have very little by way of line variation, except for the zero, which has a rather pronounced thick side and thin top and bottom. But because of the nature of the font, it's not vertical. That alignment of thicks and thins isn't exactly square in a round digit, go figure. Anyway, I took an inordinate amount of time. I finally figured out how to isolate the letters, the numbers, and put them on a smooth background. It's not the exact background they'll have, but at least it's not looking like it's pasted in. And managed to rotate the zero in a way that makes it look like it actually fits correctly. And it took way too long for me to do that. I spent way too much time fooling around with that silly picture. But when I finally break the ladder out and get my butt up on it, I know exactly what has to happen in order to make that zero look better. I think it's a little muggy this morning. Not too surprising. It was quite warm, quite wet yesterday. And so there's a lot of moisture around for the air to be carrying. It's not like I'm working that hard here this morning. I'm barely ambling along. Pretty quiet. People gone to work, I guess. Now watch 25 cars come by and make a liar out of me. Still. Oh, part of it is I'm out of the breeze. There's a nice cool breeze blowing. They out when I was walking westward. Even though the sun was pretty bright on my back, the wind in my face, ruffling my beard, helped keep me cooler. I have to get groceries today. If not today, definitely tomorrow. And we make the turn eastward, and I've got a lot of shade here this morning. This is good. I like the shade. They'll be working on the street up on West 20th again today. They've got the westbound lane completely blocked off. You can't go west on that whole half-mile block. If you want to go anywhere on that block, you have to take another route to the west and then come in from the east. And some of the places, I think they blocked a church off, one of the churches off entirely. Coming up on a get ready, stay with me, Monk Post. That was kind of a whiffy slap. Caught my sweatshirt. The cuff of my sweatshirt is hanging down over my hand, so I slapped it with the sweatshirt, which is why it didn't come up very clean. And I ain't going back to do it again. That's just not happening. So, Fallout 4, yeah, still playing. It's playing as Roger Mulligan, just giving him the name Roger Mulligan, and working through the post-apocalyptic landscape. I'm playing with Dance, Paladin Dance, who probably should be called Paladin Dense. Or maybe, Dunce would be a little too much. He's not stupid. But he has one solution to every problem. Shoot it harder. It's kind of fun. I send him off to be the damage sponge and then pick off the enemy from the shadows myself, and that seems to be working pretty well. I haven't decided. I think I've almost got him up to max of affinity, and I can cut him loose. I think. But I've managed to remove the Institute from the equation and keep three of the four factions friendly. So I don't have problems with the Brotherhood of Steel. I don't have problems with the railroad. Of course, I don't have problems with the Minutemen because I'm still general. I have most of Far Harbor yet to do. I've pretty much wrapped up Nuka World. So I'm filling in locations that I haven't visited yet. We just ran the Gunner's Plaza last night and cleaned out the Southern Enclave. I have so much power armor now, it's ridiculous. And I hardly ever use it anymore. I have that pencil shaving petrichor going this morning. It smells like the leavings after using a rotary pencil sharpener, and you get all the little squiggly bits. I associate it with cedar, but it's probably not. Oh, God. I can tell, I don't know how many days this is, what, five, six, four, five? But I can tell I've been doing the walk. My back is complaining because I haven't strengthened it up enough to be doing it day after day. My hips are complaining. The hips always complain. They may not lie, but they complain. Oh my God. It's not that bad. Oh. All the salvia in bloom, it looks beautiful. It's lots of fleurs. There's a little buttermilk sky up there. Alligator sky. Owl City. Where were you when the rockets came to life? Yeah, I'm glad I didn't wait any longer this morning. It was kind of a fractured morning. I got up at 5. I think I much prefer 4. But I got up at 5 because I was up late last night. I meant to go to bed early. I was all set to go to bed early, and then I fired up the game, and that was it for that. But I got almost 7 hours of sleep last night, which is a lot for me these days. I have another week to wait for my new ears. looking forward to those. Got to pay a couple big bills here. I got to make sure I've got enough money in the account.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I know I've got enough money. I just need to have it in the right account. I try to not keep too much ready, as they say. Not too much of the ready. So it's not, A, it's not tempting for me to spend it. B, it's not at risk if somehow someone gets at it. Wild rye is already starting to bend down. Prickly poppy is looking prickly this morning. All the sunlight dazzling off all of the points of all of the little sharp bits on that plant. It's like, hey, come pick me, I dare you. I'm like, no, thanks, no, no. Mm-mm. Oh my gosh, this guy's got how many? There's a guy walking dogs. Plentiful dogs. One large. Two small and an auxiliary dog. They're all on leashes. They're all giving him a run for the money. That's a lot of dog. Yeah, the breeze. The breeze made a big difference. I came around the corner and started walking into it. It chilled me, cooled me right off. It is a lovely, lovely morning. It really is. I'm glad I got out and walked. I'm glad I got out and talked. But at the moment, I'm glad I'm at the back gate. Because tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.